Now, Iraqi forces are pushing toward the northern city of Mosul in an offensive to retake the capital of Nineveh province from Daesh terrorists. The army, backed by Kurdish fighters, engaged in a bloody battle with the terrorists in the village of Qayyara near Mosul. Iraqi forces have so far managed to flush terrorists out of several villages in the area. However, car bombs and booby traps have slowed the anti-Daesh operations. Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, fell into the hands of Daesh terrorists in June 2014. Its liberation is expected to be the most difficult battle against the terrorists. Let's speak to Altaf Ahmed, who joins us now live from Baghdad via Skype. Now, Altaf, tell us a bit more about the operations that are underway.
Well, the Iraqi forces have been advancing in regions which are south and southeast of the city of Mosul for several weeks now in an attempt to sort of pave the way for the liberation of the entire city. But at the moment, the most important operation going on is in the district of Hit, which is in the province of Anbar, west of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, or west of Iraq. The district of Hit, or Iraq's counterterrorism forces, backed by the Iraqi armed forces and the Iraqi Air Force, had kicked off a very major offensive yesterday to retake the district of Hit, which lays around 130 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. That's around 80 miles. Also, it lays around 70 kilometers west of the provincial capital of Anbar province, that being Ramadi. That's a little over 30 miles as well. The region of Hit is considered to be very strategic for the Iraqi forces at this moment, because retaking it would allow them to further push Daesh militants west into their stronghold in neighboring Syria, that being Raqqa. And with the advances going on or taking place from the Syrian side, the Daesh militants will find themselves further caught in a pincer. At the same time, Hit is known for its proximity, for one, towards proximity near one of the largest military bases in Iraq, the Ain al-Assad base. By retaking the district of Hit, the Iraqi forces will also manage to open roads between the Ain al-Assad military base and the provincial capital of Anbar, Ramadi. They will also cut off major supply lines, which started all the way to Mosul from the central province of Salah ad-Din, also passed which allow the Daesh militants to enter from Syria to Hit all the way to the second largest city in Salah ad-Din province in central Iraq, that being the city of Samarra. By retaking the district of Hit, also the Iraqi forces will be able to pave the way for the liberation of the district of Haditha, which has been under the siege of Daesh for almost 2 years now and is known to be to have a special enmity for with Daesh takfiris, especially as the clans living there, being the Al-Bunimr, the Al-Bumahar, the Al-Jughayfi, and Al-Ubaid, have time and again come under the attack, or the mass have been target to mass killings by the Daesh takfiri terrorists. In October of 2014, 150 of their kin were gunned down by the takfiri terrorists. In October 2015, another 70. So by retaking Hit, the Iraqi forces will not only manage to cut off Daesh supply lines, which stretch all the way from Syria to the northern province of Nineveh, but at the same time, this will allow the Iraqi forces to retake the region of Haditha, which has been under the siege of Daesh for almost 2 years now. Now, the status quo on the ground, according to the Iraqi forces, they're advancing very swiftly. In the last 24 hours, they have managed to liberate no less than 3 very strategic towns and villages, which lay north and south of Hit. At the same time, we are hearing a lot from the Iraqi forces about Daesh's use of its now what's seen as a classic guerrilla tactic by the terror group, that being the use of improvised explosive devices, as well as suicide bomb attacks, explosive rigged cars, and using unarmed civilians as human shields. This is hampering the advance of the Iraqi forces, or the speed of the advance of the Iraqi forces. However, for weeks now, the people who are living on the inside, the local tribes, have been in a sort of, a lot of analysts have described it as a popular uprising or a revolt from within Hit in support of the Iraqi forces. So according to the military officials here in Iraq, they are saying that in the next coming or in the upcoming hours, we are going to hear about a lot about the liberation of this region in part.
All right, that's Persevis Altaf Ahmed reporting from Baghdad with the very latest. Altaf, thanks very much indeed for that comprehensive update.